在调美国啊，就是开发了各种各样的，就是说是工具，能够帮助这个推广运用这个 OpenStack。这个首先调呢，它一直就说是在这个 software server 和这个大数据中心的这个解决方案的啊部门啊，是这方面的这个策略上的啊总监。同时呢，他在调一直就是说为这个各方面的啊这个啊 open 啊这个战略做了很多这方面的大的方向来决定啊。所以今天呢，我们很有幸啊，从调从美国把他请过来给我们介绍一下啊这个具体的这个 open stack 调这方面各种各样的实践活动啊。那下面有请。
Thank you very much. Good morning, or almost good afternoon. So before I begin, I obviously live in the United States, and my wife and I have three small children, all under the age of 10 years old, and they don't like to sleep. So what we try to do is we tell them stories and read to them before they go to bed. So what I want to do for you very briefly, so we stay on schedule, is to tell you a very quick story about OpenStack and why Dell chose to get involved. So the first few slides are a presentation that our engineering team did for Michael Dell a little less than a year ago. So when Michael Dell had conversations with the CEO from Rackspace, he came back from a meeting and said, you guys got to look at this OpenStack thing. It seems very, very interesting. So our engineering team looked at OpenStack and we were very excited. But the engineers in our group, we are all software people, software engineers, developers, product managers, which is very, unique inside of Dell, a large hardware company. So to help educate Michael more on software, we wanted to share with him some of our observations and experiences in software development in open source. So what we saw a year ago was many different technologies and projects and innovations in the open source community, but also products and other solutions that offer tremendous amount of value, but also offer challenges from an adoption standpoint. We saw, obviously, Hadoop, and that's another solution that we have invested a tremendous amount of energy, but also we saw OpenStack as maturing technologies. But we saw an opportunity in the very low left-hand corner, an emerging methodology of deploying software called DevOps. And I'll talk more about DevOps a little later in my presentation. But essentially, DevOps is a process and a methodology and a discipline of merging software that is either mature or immature with information technology best practices and operations, so that the organization, company, service provider can function as a single unit and collaborate and bring software and technology and innovation to their customers and in their marketplace in a very rapid but very process-oriented manner. So a year ago when we showed this presentation, we saw Hadoop as a requirement for big data, merging structured, unstructured data. We saw OpenStack, obviously, as a very innovative and exciting technology that helped adopters reduce cost, but offer an opportunity to offer differentiated services and highly scalable infrastructure to their customers. But there are many challenges with this. Challenges being software quality, how to implement, how to manage, can it solve all of my technological requirements? So again, a presentation from a year ago, We've already had Andy and others talk about OpenStack in a very detailed way, but the bullet that I want to focus on is the fourth one down. OpenStack's basic requirement, clouds must be simple to implement and massively scalable. So our engineering team focuses on simple to implement, but we also want to focus on simple to manage and give customers the choice of how to manage and how to use within their environment. So a year ago, many technologies were already being used for cloud, Amazon, Azure, Joint, vCloud, but we saw OpenStack, again, in that specific quadrant, having very open standards with the potential of scalability. But again, a year ago, this is around the Austin and Bear release timeframe. But the challenge of any open source technology is you need five things. You need big companies and brand names supporting the initiative, vendors and customers. It takes two of those segments to make an open source software initiative successful. Establish deployment patterns, reference architectures, use cases, case studies. Customers are coming up and saying, I've deployed OpenStack, I've deployed Hadoop, and I'm very successful at doing so. It solves business problems, it saves me money, it makes my customers very happy. Perceived risk. I had many sales meetings and engineering meetings in China the past 2 days, and that is the biggest question that I received from customers. How do I manage my risk adopting OpenStack? How many people have OpenStack in production using for customers? How many people are testing OpenStack? Only two? Growth of ecosystem. This means many, many companies that see OpenStack as an opportunity to not only drive their business, but help customers solve problems. And lastly, governance and business drivers. Again, governance, Andy talked about the OpenStack Foundation as a way of establishing governance and processes and having approval for various projects that want to move from incubation to part of formal releases. But again, when we showed this to Michael Dell a year ago, we saw OpenStack as, again, an opportunity to move. Standards, adoption, scalability. And I'm glad to say that we are very right in our assessment. But back then, we saw OpenStack, and this is still true today, we saw OpenStack positioned against VMware. So very different initiatives. OpenStack, many developers, whereas VMware is already mature. This goes back to my first slide. Maturity of the market and maturity of the technology. VMware, very mature, but has technology gaps in terms of software architectures and scalability. APIs, very important to implementation and adoption. Licensing model, very different, of course. Innovation, we've seen with OpenStack, over 3,500 individual contributors and I believe 150 corporate contributors to the community. Costs, obviously, seeing them decrease as OpenStack matures. Architecture, massively scalable. VMware can scale, but we need to have conscious choices in how the use case is. Risk, talked about risk. Very low with VMware, but risk is being managed with OpenStack with some of the things I mentioned earlier, governance, making software quality better. And stability, biggest reason, as I mentioned, having stable quality software. So again, a year ago, some of these companies are still contributing, some aren't, but we're seeing, again, the adoption is there. People are seeing OpenStack as an opportunity. So now, new slides. What is most impressive is the frequency of features that are being delivered to customers and the advancement of features with Nova being part of Cactus, seeing Essex with the incubation of Quantum, soon to be a formal release part, scheduled part of Folsom, and other bits and pieces of functionality. But for those of you who know software very well, anytime you add new features and functionality, you need to put it through a process. It needs to be managed. You need to do internal testing to make sure your adoption will not impact your environment or your customers. So very important that, yes, technology and new features helps drive business and reduce cost, but it can also make your costs go up and complicate your business. So many of you who know the OpenStack architecture, this may seem very well known to you, but can also be very complicated, especially if you want to load applications, different types of applications that have scaling requirements, but also have hardware requirements, specific BIOS settings, RAID settings, web server configurations, operating systems, patch updates, very complicated. Need to factor in all of those issues to ensure that OpenStack can be in production and functioning. But that's just part of the story. This isn't for everybody, but depending on your environment and your customers' needs and your business needs, you may need all of these things. You might want to have OpenStack as a software, as a service platform, but you also need to consider what APIs you can leverage and use. You also need to consider billing, metering, any type of workflow, software monitoring, performance monitoring for the hardware, I/O utilization, IOPS, operating systems, what do you support, what can you support? Many different factors need to be discussed and layered within your architecture. And if you decide to change one thing on the bottom of your stack, that needs to be, that's going to impact above your stack. So going back to what I was referring to earlier, Dell very focused on Hadoop, very focused on OpenStack, but we believe DevOps is the principle that allows you to manage both of those technologies so you can have them in production and keep them in production. And one of the technology initiatives that our engineering team decided to assume was an open source project called Crowbar. What Crowbar is again a software package that does three main things. It provisions hardware, which means provision the BIOS, the RAID, the networking. It'll install, so we'll talk specifically about OpenStack. It'll install services that OpenStack requires, such as DNS, NTP, it'll install OpenStack itself. It'll also give you the flexibility of adding applications, allow you to configure security, anything that you need within your OpenStack environment. But as I mentioned, this can be complicated. So with DevOps, you can approach how you manage OpenStack two different ways. You can change the entire infrastructure, meaning the OpenStack architecture and the referencing technologies, all at once, similar to VMware and having images. Or you can change pieces. So if you wish to change or update an operating system, you can do that and have OpenStack and Crowbar, intelligently make a decision on what aspects of your stack will be impacted or will not be impacted. So the second part is very similar to what I was just referring to. Replace everything if you want to swap out hardware and have it introduced, a new piece of hardware reintroduced into your architecture, or if you wish to swap out specific pieces of your software stack, that is your choice. That's the beauty of DevOps. If you wish to swap out a switch, if you wish to change your switch configurations, if you wish to add layers of security, LDAP, or what have you, that's what DevOps is all about as it pertains to OpenStack. So Crowbar is again a piece of software that we open sourced to github.com that has an architecture that's very similar to those of you who know Chef. Chef is an open source toolkit that allows people in IT and software to deploy operating systems, do configuration management. So we took most pieces of Chef and wrote Crowbar, which is written in Ruby. And what Crowbar does is allow you to use templates that we've created, or you can develop your own template, that allow you to provision every aspect of the OpenStack architecture. But as I mentioned earlier, there are dependencies. So as an example, for Swift, if you're running a Swift cluster, Crowbar will automatically define what your Swift proxy will be, or you can decide on your own, but it'll also recognize the hardware profile and make a determination that it should be part of your Swift cluster. So if you have a piece of hardware with 24 disks, that looks like a good Swift cluster piece of hardware. But for a RAID configuration, if you want to have 500 servers, you would otherwise need to configure RAID on each server. Crowbar does all of that all at once. But what it also do is configure the RAID. So for Swift, RAID 0 is okay. But for Nova, RAID 10 might be appropriate. That is done automatically. As I mentioned earlier, there are underlying services that are very important to OpenStack, NTP, DNS, but also from a management standpoint, logging is very important, understanding root cause and issues. As it pertains to OpenStack, it'll not only deploy Nova, Swift, Glance, and other technologies part of the community version, but you also have the capability of creating templates and adding technologies to your infrastructure that are just as important. Specifically, Ceph and Force 10, whereas Force 10 obviously is a Dell product that has a RESTful API. This RESTful API can be communicated by Crowbar with Crowbar and configure that switch, which will of course do the IP address and VLAN provisioning, which is very important for OpenStack. So if you have, again, a large environment, this allows you to operationally scale and do things very quickly, which will be extremely important to the Folsom project. But there are other technologies that, as I mentioned earlier, with an ecosystem that are very important. NStratus is a portal that allows the OpenStack user to move workloads to public clouds. That might be something that's very interesting. We are also looking at other technologies such as billing, other high-level pieces of management, and other technologies that you can integrate into OpenStack and add layer upon layer of your OpenStack infrastructure. So very quickly, Crowbar is installed on a single server, and once a second server is added to the network, bare metal, plugged into the network, powered up, the Crowbar server will detect it. It'll do a pixie boot on that server, install a CentOS live CD image, and push down Chef client. There is a Chef client running on every single system that's part of your cluster. Once the Chef client, or through the Crowbar client, I like to call it, communicates with the Crowbar server, all of the templates, which we call bar clamps, are now pushed down to that server. So the BIOS, the RAID, Nova instances, Swift proxy is configured. So for Nova, you'll define Nova controller, Nova volume, Nova scheduler. All the APIs will be communicated within your architecture immediately. It'll also define the networking. So if you predefine your IP addressing scheme and your VLAN addressing, that'll be done as well, very quickly. What'll also be defined is management. So we have, as part of our Crowbar offering, included open source Ganglia and Agios, which allow you to do out of the box OpenStack monitoring specifically, monitoring APIs, monitor your virtual instances. So the important thing is that this allows you not only to install OpenStack easily, but it gives you the framework so that you can continue to add to your clusters so very quickly. For infrastructure, configure the hardware, configure RAID and BIOS, depending on what you wish to install. Allow you to tune your configuration. You can add more bar clamps if you like. It'll do monitoring, networking, as I mentioned. It'll configure the IP addresses and deploy them across your Nova instances. Again, it'll also configure the NICs to obtain NICs or what have you. It'll define access, so we provision and deploy within Crowbar Keystone, so your networking, as from a security standpoint, is also accounted for. It'll define the access, so it'll configure Horizon out of the box. It'll define your naming scheme, the DNS. You can also define roles. Is it Nova? Is it Swift? Is Horizon deployed? Which server? Integrate, marry the APIs that I talked about. It'll deploy the operating system, so Ubuntu 12.4. SUSE just committed some code to the Crowbar initiative. We've had about 3,000 downloads, and we've accepted the SUSE distribution, so they're using Crowbar for SUSE to deploy OpenStack. It'll allow you to set up applications, so we're working as an engineering team on bar clamps to deploy applications. We'll also, from an open source standpoint, very happy if you wish to write bar clamps for your applications. And allow the applications to be configured if you're using the bar clamps with various aspects of OpenStack. So, going back to DevOps, a cloud is never done. It is always changing. You are always adding devices. You are always adding different technologies. OpenStack will be adding new technology. With Folsom, there needs to be a way of integrating that technology into OpenStack. So it's very important that you have a management framework that allows you to introduce new technologies in an intelligent, procedural way. So IT can work together with the software of people within your company. So very quickly, I wanted to show you the Crowbar user interface. I can probably do a live demo at some point, but I'll talk more about that. So here's the user interface. As you can see, the servers that are added to the environment, they start out as red. But once Crowbar pushes down the configuration, operating system, networking, the Crowbar server sees them and they turn green. So they are now ready for you to do something with them. Now, to do something with them, you choose what bar clamps you'd like to deploy. Nova, Swift, you can have Crowbar make an intelligent decision for you, or you can decide on your own. Now, when you choose your bar clamps, you are applying into a proposal. So you are proposing that this server or these 100 servers are to be configured in a specific way. I want all 100 servers to be Nova. I want all 100 servers to be Swift. That's what Crowbar can do. And you have the ability to go back and change a proposal. So in here, I might have a server with a specific IPMI configuration. I want to change that server. That's a bar clamp. I propose the change, and I commit the change. But defined in the bar clamp code are the for IPMI are the dependencies. There is a network bar clamp. That might need to be changed. If you want to change your NIC configuration, that is a bar clamp. That would need to be changed. But again, the dependencies are there that allow either Crowbar to make the changes automatically, or you can do it on your own. Roles within Crowbar tell you how each server is configured, what's deployed, what's running, and gives you the visibility of how each server is configured. Again, built in, open source Nagios in Anglia. You can use your own monitoring. If you have monitoring systems internally, you can use those. This is open source. It's there because, again, our core tenet at Dell is to drive OpenStack adoption and make it easier for customers to use, install, and manage OpenStack. And again, we believe performance and availability monitoring is very critical to OpenStack. So another way that we like to help customers with OpenStack in Hadoop, and with a very good partners at Intel, we've established what are called Dell Solution Centers. And our first solution center, of course, is in Round Rock, Texas. And within this data center, we have an environment that already has OpenStack and Hadoop running on servers. So if you are thinking about putting OpenStack and Hadoop in production, we have an environment, and this is not meant to replace TriStack or any of the other portals that are available to customers, but if you're looking for more of a consultative type of engagement with Dell, where OpenStack expertise and Hadoop expertise is important to you to help you make decisions, and you also want an environment that gives you visibility into what issues you might have technically in business, this Solution Center is a great opportunity for you to experience OpenStack and Hadoop. And so we would help you with design and configuration and make the experience as good for you as possible. So, Andy at Rackspace has already articulated how to get involved with the OpenStack community, and we certainly want to echo those calls. For Crowbar, you can find Crowbar at github.com, and you can install, obviously, Crowbar, but we'll also install OpenStack, and S6.1 is our latest release. Also want to let you know that Dell, in conjunction with other members of the OpenStack Foundation, but we're leading it, we are hosting a hackathon of OpenStack. And the hackathon will have two tracks. There, track one is for new users to OpenStack. So you're looking for a way to get educated on OpenStack. We'd be more than happy to work with you and educate you on OpenStack. But also for more advanced users of OpenStack, that wish to not only experience Crowbar and understand its benefits, but also wish to deploy OpenStack and fix bugs. I know it's hard to believe, but it does have bugs. We are also having that track and hosting as well, where we'll work with the community to log bugs, either fix them or we will work with the community to make sure they do fix. But again, I want to call out to Peter Wu, who has been gracious in translating for me and being helpful in my trip here to China. I would encourage, if any of you have questions about OpenStack, Crowbar, and our solution, please work with me. Thank you very much.